The Joint Landowners Association has raised nearly enough money to file a claim in state Supreme Court, says the group's attorney, Scott Kirkoski. He says the suit will in part focus on New York State's unprecedented delay in a decision about fracking, which has now dragged on for over 5 years. He says numerous other states that now allow the gas drilling practice decided in anywhere from 8 to 24 months.
Not only has no other state ever taken this long, but no other state has issued a moratorium.
Kirkoski says even though a moratorium passed by the legislature and signed by then-Governor David Patterson has expired, the state still has a moratorium in place because Governor Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation can't issue permits until it finishes its environmental review. That review is currently held up while Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, conducts a health study first. That review has been going on for over a year, which Kirkoski says is too long.
Clearly, we want to be careful. You know, I represent the landowners who live on these properties. They want to make sure that there are no impacts to their families, to their farms. But I think when we see what's really happening, you know, we have Commissioner Shah who said he would prepare this health review in 3 weeks. Well, that was in February. You know, 3 weeks is long gone.
Kirkoski says the environmental agency is not following its own rules under the state's Environmental Quality Review Act, which says reviews must be done promptly with a minimum of procedural and administrative delay. The lawsuit will also claim that the delay on a decision on hydrofracking is unconstitutional because, attorney Kirkoski says, it's preventing some property owners from money they should rightfully be earning through leases to gas companies. The two plaintiffs in the case hold drilling leases with two gas companies, Norse and Chesapeake. Norse recently filed for bankruptcy, claiming the delays had put it out of business. While Kirkoski would not reveal their identities, he says the plaintiffs are New Yorkers who own the subsurface drilling rights on the parcels of property, but not the surface rights. That means they can't do something else with the land, like farming or developing a condominium complex, because someone else owns the surface rights.
These are plaintiffs that just own the subsurface oil and gas rights. They can't do anything with the surface.
Kirkoski says the practice of one party owning the surface rights to a piece of land while others own the subsurface rights for drilling and mining is common in western states, where lots of drilling takes place. He says the suit will claim the delays amount to an unconstitutional taking by the government of the subsurface property owners' rights to make a profit from their land.
And that's what makes this a valid takings claim. Because what else can they do with their property rights but explore for oil and gas in New York?
He says the landowners group hopes to file the lawsuit by the end of December. And while Governor Cuomo has repeatedly said he's waiting for the completed review from his health commissioner, he's also said he would make a decision on whether the state should go ahead with hydrofracking before Election Day in November of next year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.